Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Jacob, you were asking if this Hunter Dozier stuff is real, if it's sustainable, if we believe this. He has now played in 167 games. In essence, a full Major League Baseball season. He has 24 home runs, 77 runs batted in, hitting .254. That's his career output so far. This year, .302. Of course, he spent good amount of time, 19 games he missed. Mm-hmm. But he's hitting .302 with 13 home runs and 42 runs batted in. And on base percentage, .387, slug .585. Big enough sample size for you, or is he going to have to do it for the rest of the year?
I'm starting to think he's going to do it the rest of the year.
I do too. And I don't know about the .302 part, but it's better than the .254. Somewhere between his career average and what he's doing right now. I've been sold. He got off to a slow start statistically, but you know how they have a metric for everything. His hard hit ball rate was up among the best in American leagues, which leads you to believe he's just unlucky, right? I mean, if you're hitting the ball hard, if you're hitting line drive at a rate up among the best in the American League, I don't know where he is now, but it just stands to reason that those balls can eventually find a hole and you'll get your hits and you'll get on base. And that's what he's been doing. I was afraid after he went on the IL that he'd come back and, you know, it'd take him a couple weeks to shake off the cobwebs or whatever. But no, I'm a Hunter Dozier guy, big time. And I think everybody's
a Hunter Dozier guy, don't you think? Like, he's hard not to like.
No, I some get that. But
some people didn't love the pick at the time.
Right. Right, and that was at a time when, remember him, it was like him and Christian Colon were picked just because the Royals felt like they were affordable and not necessarily the best player in the first round. And Christian Colon, he's come and gone, and that really did bite him. But yes, to your point, he was the eighth overall pick, and it was kind of a head-scratcher at the time, and we're like, okay, so now we're going to get – Hunter Dozier is going to get force-fed in the big leagues because he's a first-rounder. But, yeah, I mean, you weren't alone – among those that were like, who's this Hunter Dozier guy and why did we take him in the first round? Well, now there's slot money at those picks, and you're allowed a pool of money to spend on your draft picks. You can spend it however you like, but you don't have to go bargain shopping in the first round, which that should never be what it's about. You know, Major League Baseball's worst teams have the best opportunity at the best players the next year. That's how this works. And This particular experiment with the Glass family and Dayton Moore, obviously he's the one pulling the trigger, this one worked. And I am a believer in Hunter Dozier, so pretty happy for him. So he has a chance to make the All-Star game. Your thoughts on the Major League Baseball All-Star game. Should it truly just be an exhibition of fans voting the players in and we get to watch who we want to watch? Where you come
no,
out on
it
that?
It should be a combination. I mean, I'm glad it doesn't decide home field in the World Series anymore.
That was ridiculous.
It cost my Texas Rangers a World Series. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that's there. It's always been my favorite All-Star game. One, it comes mid-season. Two, players can play it competitively. And the home run derby's great. So the whole thing, I enjoy it. I do think you need to celebrate the players who have been the best players, and I also think it's an exhibition that needs to include the fans a lot. So some combination of that is the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I get tinkering it. I don't really understand what's happening this year, honestly. You can vote for Dozier to be a starter, but that doesn't guarantee him to make the game, is the way it goes now, right?
If he doesn't actually become the starter in the fan voting, yeah. Runner-up.
Then he's not guaranteed to be in.
Yeah. So the initial round of voting has come and gone, with finalists for the starting spots being named in the American and National League finalists. So under Major League Baseball's new voting format, it's a two-round process to determine which players make it. The top three vote-getters at each infield position, not including pitchers, and top nine vote-getters among outfielders advance to the final phase. So that kind of explains your question here a little bit. At catcher, you're looking at Gary Sanchez, James McCann, Robinson Chirinos. Where what we really care about is at third base, where the finalists are Alex Bregman, Hunter Dozier, and Gio Urshela from the Yankees. So you've got an opportunity to – the candidates for that vote were selected for the from the primary vote, which wrapped up last Friday. And that gives us the finalists, some of whom I read off for you, 8 in the National League, 9 in the American League, counting the DH – and that will comprise the starting lineups for the All-Star Game July 9th. Complete list of finalists is available on, you know, go to MLB.com, for example. I commend Major League Baseball for continuing to tinker with this and allowing the fan. And you're allowed, obviously, with fan voting, you vote with your heart or your head, whoever, whichever you like. And I think you can vote up to 17 times. I don't know why they came up with that number necessarily, but that's how many times you can vote online for your guy or guys. But at least there is a nice little balance, I think, Jacob, or an effort to involve the fans, but also leave it up to a percentage anyway. Leave it up to not necessarily American or National League managers, because that went away in 2017 also. Trying to find the exact wording.
You have to have the fans involved, but you also have to celebrate the game's best players, or you're not. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, if you leave it totally up to the fans,
right,
you're going to get a ton of Yankees and Red Sox.
But you know what, though, too? This is an exhibition, right? It no longer settles home field advantage.
It is. It's an exhibition per season, but for the guys, for the players, it determines Hall of Fame criteria sometimes. It determines contracts. It goes into negotiations. Like, you still have to make guys that deserve it all-stars. You have to. You also have to include the fans. So I don't mind the starter thing. Like, I got to see it play itself out. But if the fans want to determine starters, and then you complete the rosters with who are clearly, or at least as best you can, take the best statistical players the rest of the way, I'm totally fine with that. And then the managers can determine everything else. Like, that's all fine. I'm okay with it, because you want your fans to be involved in something like this. But it does mean too much to the players, not just like what they feel about it, but it can have impacts. You know, you go and you're trying to get somebody in the Hall of Fame, whether or not they're a 5-time All-Star or a 12-time All-Star, it's going to make a difference.
And they get bonuses for this stuff too in their contract.
Right.
They make an All-Star game, you get paid. And that's why I'm okay with, for the most part, the way this goes, because the players themselves and the commissioner's office determine the reserves and the pitchers. So it's almost impossible. Well, somebody will be kind of snubbed anyway. They're always snubbed in,
well, sure,
snubs and
yeah,
All-Star. But if you deserve it, you're probably going to make the All-Star game.
You're probably getting it. Hunter Dozier is going to be an All-Star, right? Even missing the 19 games, they'll find a way to get him in. That would be a pretty bad snub, because the numbers are there for him. Gio Urshela, if he's not voted in, is probably not going to be an all-star. We love your 303 average, but it ain't going to be enough. Alex Bregman, probably going to be in either way. So if you look at just that position, because it involves Dozier, mm-hmm. I would assume Dozier's going to be okay either way. He's not a slam dunk. Bregman's got probably a better case, but...
And Bregman's more popular. He's got some skins on the wall with the World Series appearances and whatnot.
Right. Right, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if Dozier gets the starting nod, and it'll be interesting. I would say his chances are not great because the Royals aren't good this year, so the fans aren't quite as fired up, certainly not as much as Yankee fans and Astro fans right now. It'll be tough for Dozier to get that starting nod. The real question is he an all-star even without it? I would say certainly is. That, you know, if you're a nerd, then he's got all the metrics you like. And if you're just an old school baseball guy, he's got the numbers that you like. So either way, he should be fine. But you never know in these things. So, boy, if he didn't make the All-Star team, that would be a travesty. And the injuries already stinks because you want to see what his numbers would play out to be. But, right. You know, 20 games is going to have an impact on that if that's all it ends up being, hopefully.
Well, every team continues to be represented. So there's that. I mean, if only one Royal goes, and it would appear that only one would it be him? The commissioner's office and the player vote will, to me, Jacob, be in Hunter Dozier's favor. Because while fans in New York, Houston, Boston, L.A., wherever else, doesn't really care about or pay attention to Hunter Dozier, the commissioner's office and the players do. They know who he is. They know what kind of year he's having.
So, well, yeah, they're paying attention. Like, man, look at that OPS. Like, right. That's crazy.
Yeah. Or he killed us when he came through here, you know.
Right. Couldn't pitch to him.
Yeah, right. Couldn't get him out. So, and again, the conflict of interest with the managers are no longer an issue here, besides filling out the starting lineup. But the managers used to be able to fill out the rest of the ballot after fans voted for the starter.
Either.
Yeah, but I didn't begrudge them of that, though, either, Jacob, because they had the opportunity to help their league get home field advantage. So stack it however you wanted to then, you know what I mean? It was ridiculous that home field advantage was tied to an exhibition, and I screamed about it at the time. I thought it was ridiculous because I do think this is the best exhibition of all the sports, and it's a close facsimile of a real game as opposed to the All-Star game in the NBA or the NHL, where they don't play the All-Star game in those sports like they do a regular game, and this is the closest thing we have to it. So why would the commissioner at the time say, okay, the winner of the All-Star game is going to have home field advantage in the World Series? I thought that was just ludicrous. But because of that, the managers did everything they could, I think, to stack their team to win that game for their particular league, or at least tried to. But now that's been taken out of their hands, and it should have been. And now home field advantage is no longer tied to the All-Star game, which it never should have been to begin with. So, in recapping, I enjoy the All-Star game. I enjoy
Oh, I do too.
I enjoy the fans being able to, you know, vote for whomever they want. But also, this is as equitable an exhibition as possibly can be. And if you earn it, you're likely going to get in. And I guess here's the other thing too: the pitchers that are named All-Stars, or someone that gets hurt from now until then, maybe that makes, you know, the snubs kind of eke their way in a little bit because of injury, or a pitcher that just pitched a couple of days ago or something like that. Anyway, I look forward to the All-Star game. And it's July 9th this year, and Hunter Dozier might be able to get in. I think that's exciting.
He's going to get in. He's going to get in.
Man, I don't know. I don't have quite the confidence you do. I hope you're right. Mike Seltzer Jewelers giving away WSU, KU, and K-State collegiate pendants. So go in there, 2929 North Rock Road, and register to win. Mike Seltzer's Jewelers. All right, coming up, we have yet another Cindio HRO Twitter question at KFH Radio's Twitter handle. So stop by there, check it out, vote, retweet, and we'll talk about it when we come back here on Sports Daily. Shane and Jacob with you on a Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.